The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 43, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 23rd, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Rishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances.
Sri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vishni Rishabha Avani Dhru Rajanna Vangsa Dhana Napavarga Virja Govinda Godvija Surati Hara Avatara Yogeshara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. So, Kunti Devi, first of all, she prayed that my attraction for my family, two different families, Pandu and Vishni. Pandu family, the husband's family, and Vishni family, the father's family. So woman has got attachment for both the families. She wanted to get relief from this attachment. This is called Annabhilashita Sunnam. So long we have got family attachment, we shall be disturbed by so many material desires. But bhakti begins when all material desires are finished. Therefore, a guru's definition is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmat gurum prapadita jignyasu sreya uttamam. Shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamasayam. Upasamasayam. Upasam means fully satiated. No more any desire. Shamin kitathosmi barang najas. Now the Durga Puja is going on. This is also recommended in the Vedic Shastra, that those who want material opulence means riches and good wife. For this purpose, Shastra recommends that you can worship Durga. There are different purposes and different demigod worships are recommended. But at the conclusion, it is said that akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradhi tibrena bhakti yogena jajeta paramam purush. There are three kinds of men. Akama. Akama means one who has no desire. Desire there is not material desire. Desire you cannot kill. Desire must be there. We have to simply transfer the quality of the desire. Instead of desiring material opulence, we have to desire the fever of Krishna. That is spiritual. So, akama means devotees. They do not want anything from Krishna. That is bhakta. Bhaktas, they are simply satisfied by serving Krishna. They are therefore called akama. No desire, no material desire. A bhakta feels ashamed to ask from Krishna for his material comforts. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered by Nrisimhadeva, now you ask from me whatever you want. So Prahlad Maharaj became surprised. He said, my dear sir, I am not a mercantile man. We are in the modes of passion and you are offering me all kinds of benediction. I can ask you, but do you mean to say that I served you in expectation of some return? No, no. Don't induce me in this way. This is Shuddha Bhakta. Shuddha Bhakta never gives trouble to Krishna for his personal benefit. They are called akama. And sarvakama means kurmis, ordinary. They are working hard to get some result, good result, for sense gratification. They are called sarvakama. And there is no limit of their desires. Just like this Durga Puja, they will want dhanang dehi, rupang dehi, rupapati, bhajang dehi, jaso dehi, this dehi, that dehi, dehi. There is no limit. How much they are asking. Therefore, they are called sarvakama. You go on supplying a karmi, you'll never be satisfied. More, more, more. You go to so many businessmen, they have got crores and lakhs. But if you want to talk something about Krishna, they have no time. Please take your money, contribution, let us do business. Because their kama is never satisfied. Therefore, sarva kama. And another is moksha kama. Moksha kama means when they could not fulfill all the desires in this material world, they at that time want to become one with God. If I become God, then my all desires will be fulfilled. That is called moksha kama. So, Shastra recommends that either you belong to the group of akama or to the group of sarvakama or to the group of moksha kama. Tibrena bhakti yogena jajita paramam purusha. You worship very seriously paramam purusha. Param purusha means Krishna. Bhakti yogena. Krishna cannot be worshipped by any other yoga system except bhakti yoga. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktya mam abhijanati. If you want to know Krishna, it is not possible to any other means. There are many other means, karma, yoga, jnana, and bhakti. But if you want to know Krishna, then you have to take the bhakti yoga. Neither. Krishna never said that by jnana, by cultivation of knowledge, one can understand me. They can do so, that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. By cultivation of knowledge, after many, many births, if that person searching out the absolute truth by cultivation of knowledge, if he comes in contact with a devotee, then he gets the chance of understanding what is Krishna. Krishna, understanding Krishna is not so easy job. Krishna says, manushanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhay jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattva. It is not so easy. But any person, either in karma yoga or jnana yoga or dhyana yoga or hatha yoga, if he comes in contact with a devotee, bhakta yogi, then he can understand Krishna. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, eirupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagyavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Bhakti lata bij, that is not very easily available, but it is available guru krishna kripaya. Because Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. If you are actually eager to understand Krishna, then Krishna can understand that this living entity is trying to understand. So he gives a guru. He gives his Chaitya guru, his guru himself within one's heart, and gives intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadamitam jino mam upajantite. To a sincere person, he gives the intelligence that you accept this guru. Guru is therefore external manifestation of Krishna. Because he acts as representative of Krishna. So what is the qualification of that guru? Tasmat gurum prabhadeta. He must go and surrender to guru. In the Vedas also it is said, tasmat gurum prabhadeta. They say, jigyasu sreya uttamam. For whom guru is required? Not for all, but tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. One should go to guru to understand tad vijnan. Tad vijnan means transcendental science. They require guru. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, tasmat gurum prapaddeta. You should go and search out a guru and surrender unto him. Why? Jigyasu se uttamam. If you are jigyasu, athata brahma jigyasa, Vedanta Sutta. If you are actually searching after the absolute truth. So, the next question will be, then whom shall I select guru? Shabde parecha nishnatam. Guru means one who is fully conversant in Vedic knowledge. Shabde pare. Sabda brahma. Veda is known as sabda brahma. In the material world, all these books are material sound vibration. But Vedic knowledge is transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna is transcendental sound vibration. Nartam Das Thakur says, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. This Harinama Sankirtan is not a cinema song. No. It is Golokera Premadhana. This sound is coming just like we catch sound in the radios and television. Similarly, you can catch sound also, which is transmitted from Goloka Vrindavan. But you must have the particular machine to catch it. Then you can get message from Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka namni nija dham nitale chatasat devi mahisa haridhamasu tesu tesu tete prabhava nichaya bhidasajena govindamadi purusam tamang vajami. There are different planetary systems, spiritual world and material world. In the spiritual world, the topmost planet is called Goloka Vrindavan. So Goloka namni nijadhamni, that is Krishna's own abode. Jadgatyana nivartanti tadhamam paramam mama. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. There is information. If you go to my dhamma, my planet, then you don't come back again. Manghi partha vipasthya. These things are all mentioned. So here Kunti Devi says that, please help me in cutting my affection with my family. Sneho pasad imang chindi. Please cut off. Please help me cutting this family connection. Then Kunti says that toime ananna visayam moti madhupate asakrit. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to cut up family connection and enter into Krishna's family. Not void. We are not impersonalist or voidist. The Mahabadi philosopher, they are impersonalist. They think Krishna is person. Krishna's activities are all personal. So this is also Maya. Because they are nirvisheshvadi. Their ultimate goal is nirvishesh brahma. So anything personal they cannot accept. And the Buddhist philosophy is to zero, sunnavadi, nirvishesha sunnavadi. The whole world is now corrupted with these two kinds of philosophies, nirvishesha sunnavadi, impersonalism and voidism. But Vaishnava philosophy is not voidism, not impersonalism. Vaishnava philosophy means to know the absolute truth as person. Impersonal realization of the absolute truth is partial knowledge. It is not complete. Because the absolute truth is Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdati. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the absolute truth is described, tatta, vadanti tatta, tatta vidas tattam, jad jnanam adyam, brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaniti shabdati. So, Brahma realization is only the sat part realization. Because the absolute truth is Sat Chit Ananda. And Paramatma realization is the Chit part realization. And Bhagavan, here it is said, Bhagavan, Yogeshwara Akhila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste. Bhagavan is the personal. So that is the ultimate. Ultimate realization. So, the ultimate realization is made possible by the Jnanis. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mang prabhadat. If one is actually searching after knowledge, and if he is actually a wise man, the symptom is that he will surrender unto me, Krishna says. Bahunam janmanam ante. That is possible after many, many births, searching out, searching out, searching out. Not for the kurmis. Kurmis have been described as murha, because they do not know anything more than working hard like an ass and get some return, that's all. They have no other ambition. Therefore Krishna says, namang duskitunam murha prabhadanti naradhama maya puritagyana asuri bhavamas. So we should not remain murha. At least we must come to the stage of jnani, karmic jnani, yogi, then bhakti, step by step. So this murha person, Kunti Devi said, kindly help me in cutting this murha relationship. Then give me attachment for you. Tai ananna manasu. Tai me ananna visaya amati bhavatu. So this is bhakti, that we have to give up the illusory attachment. Here, the attachment is illusory. It will not stay. We want to live in family, husband, wife, children, father, mother, but it is not possible to live here permanently. That is not possible. Mrityu sarva harasraham. Krishna says that you may think that you are very happy in family relationship, but I will not allow you to stay here. I will take everything from you as death. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. So we should understand that. Therefore, intelligent man, they should inquire where we shall enter in family life and we can eternally enjoy. That is Krishna's family. You enter into Krishna's family, Vrindavan family, where Krishna has got his father, mother, his friends, his lover, his beloved, his cows, his garden, his Jamuna. You enter that family. Then, jadgattana nivartante, then you will not have to return back again to this temporary family, which will not stay. If you enter Krishna's family, therefore Krishna comes. Krishna is so kind that you are so much fond of family life. Just here, see, I have got my family. I am not impersonal. I have got my family. I have got my father, I have got my mother, I have got my friend, I have got my beloved Radharani and the gopis. Everything I have got. You can enter also. Come. Why you are rotting here? That is Krishna's mission. So, the Krishna consciousness movement means to practice in this life how to enter Krishna's family. you enter Krishna's family as you like. There are five rasas: Santa Rasa, Dasa Rasa, Sukha Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, and Madhurya Rasa. That is reflected in this world also. The same. Tejo Varimit Binoyam. This material world is reflection of the spiritual world. Chaye vajasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. Here there are rasas. Santa rasa, dasa rasa. Here also there is master and servant. There is friend and friend. There is father and mother and the son. There is beloved. Everything is there. But they are imitation, chaya. They are not reality. So if you want a real friendship, then make friendship with Krishna. Therefore Krishna's name is Krishna Sakha. Here it is said that Sri Krishna, Krishna Sakha. My dear Krishna, you are... Kunti Devi did not say that you are my nephew. No. That is not my spiritual relationship. But Krishna Sakha, Arjuna, is related with Krishna eternally. Eternally as friend. How eternally? What is the proof? There is in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna inquired, when Krishna said that this system of yoga I explained to the sun god millions of years ago. Imam vipassati yogam prattavan aham abhyam. At that time, to clear the idea, Arjuna, for our sake, he inquired, my dear Krishna, we are contemporaries. You are born the other day along with me. How can I believe that millions of years ago you spoke this philosophy to the sun god? So what is the answer? The answer is, my dear Arjuna, both you and me, we take so many incarnations, but you forget, but I do not forget. I do not forget. Therefore, Arjuna is always with Krishna. It is not that in this age, in this millennium, Arjuna is friend of Krishna. No. He is eternal friend. He has made friendship with Krishna. It is never to be broken. It is never to be broken. So if you want, release the rasa, the mellow, the taste of friendship, make friendship with Krishna. Krishna is prepared to make you friend, therefore he comes. Please come, become my friend. But we are denying. Make Krishna your friend. Make Krishna your son. Then you will never lament, my son is lost. My son has gone bad. No. So, this is Krishna consciousness. The same thing, we are making temporary relationship in this material world, and that is being broken. So many families. Who knows what family I belong to in my last birth? Might have been something else, not this family. We are changing our family, because family means this body. I consider I belong to this family, because my body is produced from that family. The next life, the body is produced from another family. Then where is our family relationship? This is called Maya. In the material world, there cannot be anything fact. They are all illusion. The so-called family, the so-called friendship, the so-called lover, beloved, so-called paternal affection, sons, they're all simply maya sukhaya bharamad bhato bimura. This was detected by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj said to Nrisimhadeva, "My Lord, I am not anxious at all for my welfare, because I know that anywhere, if I simply remember your transcendental pastimes, naivad vijay para durattaya vaitaranya tadvijya gayana maha mritamagna chitta tadvijya gayana maha. This chanting of Hare Krishna mantra or chanting Krishna's pastime, it is just like ocean. So Prahlad Maharaj said that I have learned this art. Therefore, for me there is no problem. But my one problem is suche tata vimukha chetasa. I am thinking these persons who have no attraction for you. And they are simply engaged in maya sukhaya, bharamudbhav, making gigantic arrangement for happiness which will not stay. After death everything will be finished. I am simply thinking of them. Maya sukhaya bharamud bhavat bimuran. And they are bimuran. They do not consider it that they are eternal. Nitya nityanam chetanam chetananam. This is the Vedic mantra. The Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead is nitya nityanam. And we living entities, we are also nitya. We are plural number, Krishna is one, singular number. Chetana chetananam, eternal and living, not dead. We are not dead, Krishna is also not dead. We do not die. Na hannate hannamane sarire. So why you have accepted this death? This is inquiry, athata brahma jiggyasa. Unless this inquiry comes into the mind of a human being, he is an ass. Jashyatma buddhi kunapeti dhatu. So, this inquiry should be there. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to enthuse people to make this inquiry. Just like political leaders. I learned. We're sleeping. And Gandhi and other political leaders, they made a decision that why you shall remain independent on this British ruling. Just like similar, it is not like that, it is an example. Our movement is that you are eternal. Why you should rot in this material world? Where there is no question of eternity. Everything is temporary. So, how we can attain this eternity? Krishna says, Mam upeta kauntya dukkhalayam sasatam napnubanti mahatmana sangsiddhim paramangata. If you come to me, Krishna is saying to us, indicating Arjuna, that if you come back to home, back to Godhead, why you are rotting in this material or temporary world? Now I have got so many responsibilities, sir. How can I join you? So Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Prati, give it up. And then I will be in trouble. No, you will not be troubled. Aham tva sarva papi bhamokshasya masucha. Krishna is giving assurance. Therefore, Krishna is not an ordinary living being. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. That is described here. What is Krishna? Krishna is Yogeshwara. Yogeshwara means yoga, mystic power. There are so many yogis, they can exhibit yogic power, anima, lagima, prapti, siddhi, so many, astasiddhi yoga. Not this ordinary yogis, simply practicing some asana. But real yoga means to get this perfection, anima, anu, to become very, very small. So, the yogic power, they can give up this material body, and in the spiritual body, they can enter anywhere, through a hole. That is called anima siddhi. Similarly, lagima siddhi. They can become very light, walking on the water. That is called lagima siddhi, mahima siddhi. To become very big also. There are so many siddhis. So we are not very much interested with these siddhis. Krishna bhakta, because just like a rich man's son, he does not bother about earning money, because he knows that my father is very rich. So, if I need money, my father will supply. Similarly, we take shelter of the Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic power. So, if you want to see some astasiddhi yoga, we take shelter of Krishna and he will show. Why should I take so much trouble? Why? So, people say that in the Western world I have played wonderful things. But I did not know any siddhi. It is Krishna's desire. He has so. Krishna is pleased that for me this person has come to serve me. Now see how wonderful it is. That was Yogeshwara. Instead of becoming a yogi, you take shelter of Yogeshwara. Then all yogic power will be within your control. Just like a rich man's son. If he is in trouble, the whole father state is behind him. So why should he hanker after earning money? So this is Krishna consciousness. Janglabdhya chaparang labhang mannate inadhikang tata. If you simply, therefore Krishna, Kunti Devi says, Tai ananna visaya matir bhavatu. Without any other desires. She is praying. Why? She is not praying to a loafer. The qualifications are given, mentioned here, that rajanna vamsa dahana anapavarga bhij. Apavarga. So Krishna's power is unlimited, anapavarga bhij. If we take Krishna's shelter, if we become actually surrendered to Krishna, then all power of Krishna is behind you. And in this age, Krishna is so kind. Even though we cannot worship Krishna properly, still, anywhere we can chant the holy name, Hare Krishna. And Krishna is there with his all power. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam namakari bahudha nijasadva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smarane nakala. The name of Krishna is identical with Krishna. And all mystic power of Krishna is there. Nam namakari bahudha nijasadva shakti tatrarpita. In the name, all the potencies, Krishna is Yogeshwara. So all the potencies of Krishna is there, because the name is not different from Krishna. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, regrets, etadrisi tava kripa bhagavan mamati. My dear Lord, you are so kind So merciful that simply by chanting your holy name, I get the full benefit of your personal association. Still I am so unfortunate. I have no taste for chanting Hare Krishna. Ita disita bhakripa bhagavan mamapi duddhaiva idrisi maha janina anurag. So you are so unfortunate. That is, in Krishna consciousness movement, this Hare Krishna movement, you are not taking part. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.